ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 3 பாதா 4. புருஷார்த்தாதிகரணம். புருஷார்த்தா அத்தா சப்தாதிதிபாதராயணா சேஷத்வாத் புருஷார்த்தவாதா யதா அன்யேஷு இதி ஜைமினிஹி ஆசாரதர்ஷனாத் தஸ்ருதேஹ சமன்வாரம்பணாத் தத்வதோவிதானாத் நியமாச்ச அதிக உபதேசாத்து பாதராயணஸ்ய ஏவம் தத்தர்ஷனாத் துல்யம் து தர்ஷனம் அசார்வத்ரிகீம் விபாகா சதவத் அத்யயனமாத்ரவதஹ ந அவிசேஷாத் ஸ்துதயே அனுமதிர்வா காமகாரேண ச ஏகே உபமர்தஞ்ச ஊர்த்வரேதஹ சுச சப்தேஹி. பராமர்ஷாதிகரணம். பராமர்ஷம் ஜைமினிஹி அச்சோதனாச்ச அபவததிஹி அனுஷ்டேயம் பாதராயணஹ சாமியஸ்ருதேஹ விதிர்வாதாரணவத். ஸ்துதிமாத்ராதிகரணம். ஸ்துதிமாத்ரம் உபாதானாதிதி சேத் ந அபூர்வத்வாத் பாவசப்தாச்ச பரிப்ளவாதிகரணம். பரிப்ளவார்த்தாயிதி சேத் ந விசேஷிதத்வாத் ததாச்ச ஏக வாக்கியதா உபபந்தாத். அக்னீந்தனாத்யதிகரணம். அத்தேவச்ச அக்னீந்தனாதி அனபேக்ஷா சர்வாபேக்ஷாதிகரணம். சர்வாபேக்ஷாச்ச யஜ்ஞாதிஸ்ருதேஹே அஸ்வவத் சமதமாத்யுபேதஹ ஸ்யாத் ததாபிது தத்விதேஹே ததங்கதயா தேஷாம் அவஶ்ய அனுஷ்டேயத்வாத். சர்வான் அனுமத்யதிகரணம். சர்வான் அனுமதிஶ்ச ப்ராணாத்யயே தத்தர்ஷனாத் அபாதாஶ்ச அபி ச ஸ்மர்யதே ஶப்தாஶ்ச அதஹ அகாமகாரே. ஆஶ்ரமகர்மாதிகரணம். விஹிதத்வாச்ச ஆஶ்ரமகர்மாபி சஹகாரித்வேன ச ஸர்வதாபித ஏவ து உபயலிங்காத் அனபிபவம் ச தர்ஷயதி அந்தரா சாபி து தத்ருஷ்டேஹ. விதுராதிகரணம். அபி ச ஸ்மர்யதே விசேஷ அனுக்ரஹஶ்ச அத்ஸ்பிதரஜ்யாயோலிங்காச்ச தத்பூதாதிகரணம். தத்பூதஸ்ய து ந அதத்பாவோ ஜைமினிஹி அபி நியம அததத்ரூப அபாவேப்யஹ. ஆதிகாரிக அதிகரணம். நச ஆதிகாரிகம் அபி பதன அனுமானாத் தத யோகாத். பஹிரதிகரணம். பஹிஹீது உபயதாபி ஸ்மிருதேஹே ஆசாராச்ச ஸ்வாம்யதிகரணம். ஸ்வாமினஹ பலஸ்ருதேஹே இதி ஆத்ரேயஹ ஆர்த்விஜ்யம் இதி ஔதுலோமிஹி தஸ்மைஹி பரிக்ரீயதே ஸ்ருதேஶ்ச. சஹகார்யாந்தரவிதி அதிகரணம். சஹகார்யாந்தரவிதிஹி பக்ஷேண த்ருதீயம் தத்வதோ வித்யாதிவத். We have been seeing the general analysis of the Sutra 47, fourth pada, third chapter in the last class. And here Vyasacharya establishes the Mauna Vidhi in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, third chapter, fifth section, first mantra. And we saw in Maitreyi Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, உபனிஷத் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆத்மாவா அரே திரஷ்டவியா ஸ்ரோத்தவியா மந்தவியா நிதித்யாசித்தவியா. அண்ட் ஆல்சோ இன் கஹோல பிராமணம் ஆ பிரகதாரண்யக உபனிஷத் த வேர்ட் யூஸ் இஸ் அத முனிஹி. அண்ட் த வாக்கியம் ஆஃப் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இஸ் பால்யேன திஷ்டாசேத் பால்யம் ச பாண்டித்யஞ்ச நிர்வித்ய அத முனிஹி. ஆஃப்டர் ப்ராக்டிசிங் ஆல் தி த்ரீ சாதனாஸ் தி அங்க சாதனாஸ் நேம்லி ஸ்ரவணம் மனநம் நிதித்யாசனம் The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad refers to a peculiar language, Amaunancha Maunancha Nirvidya Atha Brahmanaha. Amaunancha Maunancha Nirvidya Atha Brahmanaha. Mauna Sadhana and non-Mauna Sadhana. Mauna Sadhana is said as Nididhyasanam and Amaunam means Shravanam and Mananam. After that alone, one becomes a Jnana Nishtaha. Then only one becomes a real Brahman. Those who claim they are Brahmanas are only fake ones, we said yesterday. Even Guna Brahmana, Jati Brahmana, all those things are only Janma Brahmana. They are all only fake ones. And the real one is Guna Atita Jnani Brahmana. Only he is a Brahman. And the word Brahmana is the Pala. A person who is, he becomes a Brahmana in this case, that is the Pala. Now alone we enter into this Adhikarana. This is the general analysis of the Adhikarana. Here Purapakshi says that in this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Vakyam of Kahola Brahmanam, he says he has a problem. And in this there is a clear vidhi. One should resort to that, it is said. Therefore, Purapakshi claims, I am able to accept there is vidhi for Shravanam and Mananam. After Shravanam and Mananam, there is a word Munihi in the Shloka, in the Upanishad. And this you interpret as Nididhyasana vidhi. And how can I follow a far-fetched interpretation like this, is his question. Munihi cannot be Nididhyasana. Muni can be Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. Even if I accept Munihi as Nididhyasanam, I cannot accept it as Vidhi because there is no injunction or imperative mood or verb to say that it is a commandment. Here there is no verb. Because I cannot accept there is a Vidhi for Nididhyasanam, and this is Purvapakshi's contention. Then we ask, if it is not a Vidhi, then what do you take it as? And he says, Munihi is only a glorification. It's only Arthavada word of the Pandita who has followed the first two Vidhis. For example, in the Bhagavad Gita also, Vrishninam Vasudevosmi Pandavanam Dhananjayaha Muninam Yapyaham Vyasaha Kavinam Ushana Kavihi. So Muni, therefore Vyasa Maharishi. Also in Valmiki, also Valmiki Muni Pungavaihi. Also Muni. So in all these places, it is seen as a Jnani who has practiced Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhyasanam. Shravanam, Mananam is a Muni. It is said is that is what is their argument, is Purva Mimamsa's argument. And after the word Muni, Atha Brahmana, that word comes up in the Upanishad that we just read. So the Brahmana is glorification of real Brahman. As Atha Brahmana is not a Vidhi, so also Muni is also not a Vidhi at all. Therefore, Nididhyasana Vidhi is not there. This is Purvapakshi's contention. So now we are going to refute that person, the Purvapakshi, and establish that Atha Munihi is a Vidhi Vakyam. It is Nididhyasana Vidhi. And we will also say it is Anga Vidhi and Niyama Anga Vidhi. And Shankaracharya says it is a Vidhi for Sannyasi. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, that Vidhi is for Sannyasi only. In short, Nididhyasana Niyama Vidhi is going to be established here in this sutra. Now let us see the general analysis of the sutra. This is the general introduction of this Adhikaranam. Now let us do the general analysis of this sutra. Up to this we saw yesterday. Here Vyasacharya mentions with regard to Mauna. First it is a Vidhi and not a glorification. It is not Arthavada. It is a discipline to be followed. And second point is, it is an Anga Vidhi, which is to support a primary Vidhi. I already told you that the primary Vidhi is Mukhya Vidhi and Anga Vidhi. And that is Sahakarya Vidhi, is Anga Vidhi, and support Vidhi. Then what is the primary Vidhi is the question. And the primary Vidhi is, gain Atma Jnanam if you are interested in Moksha. That is the primary Vidhi. Gain Atma Jnana if you are interested in Moksha. Just as Jyotishtoma Yaga is prescribed in gaining Surgadi Lokas, those people interested in Moksha should take to Atma Jnana. If I am going to gain knowledge, what should I do? If you want jnanam, practice shravanam, mananam, nididhyasana. These three become angam for jnana vidhi. Angi vidhi is also called pradhana vidhi. And then comes the three features. It is the third anga vidhi here, even though there is nididhyasana, shravanam, mananam, pasushtu. And even though angi vidhi will be one, angas, organs may be many. It is like doing a puja is the primary work, but taking flowers, buying other things, and second, all those things, they all contribute to the secondary vidhis. And mauna vidhi is the third one. Then what are the other two? They are panditya and balya vidhi, referring to shravanam and mananam respectively. This we already mentioned earlier. And the fourth feature is that it is a conditional anga vidhi. Nididhyasanam is a conditional anga vidhi, technically called niyama vidhi. Once you say it is a conditional vidhi, it is not compulsory for all people. Nididhyasanam is not compulsory and it is not meant for all. Under what condition nididhyasanam should be practiced or not to be practiced, they are given by the commentators. As long as obstacles are there in the mind, which do not allow me to say bodily from my innermost heart, boldly from my innermost heart. If I am not able to say that I am free, I am liberated, then nididhyasanam is required to make the mind to give such a statement, to make such a statement. It is not because situations are unfavorable, but I am free in spite of unfavorable circumstances. It is not because of situations are unfavorable, but to say I am free in spite of unfavorable circumstances. Prarabdha based family problems, physical condition, and even mental conditions, I should be able to just discount them as mithya. If Brahman is always satyam, then the jagat is always mithya. Until you come to this state, you have to follow the nididhyasana. This is not to improve the pramanam, but to remove the obstacles from the mind. And as they are removed, jnanam seems to become clearer and clearer. It is called jnana adishayaha. It is refinement of knowledge, or clarity of knowledge, or freedom from obstacles, which obstruct me from saying that I am Brahman. When point blank question is asked, are you Brahman? Are you able to give the answer just like that? This is the question. They are due to pramatra doshaha. If I am not able to answer immediately, spontaneously, it is pramatra dosha. Therefore, if after shravanam and mananam, I am able to say I am Brahman and free, then I do not require nididhyasanam at all. If I am not able to say this, then I need nididhyasana. That is why we said it is conditional. It is called niyama vidhi or pakshita anga vidhi. And he gives an example also from Purva Mimamsa Shastram to show that there also angi vidhis are very much there in Purva Mimamsa also. For one ritual, many vidhis are possible. When there are many vidhis with respect to many rituals, then one will be pradhana vidhi with respect to the ritual, and others will talk about the secondary things that contribute to the pradhana vidhi of conducting the puja or yajna. There can be many anga vidhis, secondary vidhis. Angi vidhi will be always one. May you do sandhyavandanam, for example, but it has got so many anga vidhis also. And in the Purva Mimamsa Shastram, they may take a sample yaga. They normally take one sample yaga. That yaga, they call it a Darsha Purnamasa yaga. Darsha Purnamasa Ishti, they take it as an example. That is the pradhana vidhi. Darsha Purnamasa Abhyam Swarga Kamo Yajeta. That is the vakya. Darsha Purnamasa Abhyam Swarga Kamo Yajeta. A person interested in Swargam, Swarga Lokati Palam, he does all this Darsha Purnamasa. All that thing yajnas he does. So ishti performed, ishti means yaga, performed during, for example, darsha is refers to amavasya and purnima is purnama, purnami. So the one who desires swarga he performs this Darsha Purnamasa Yaga. And for that, there is a secondary ritual which involves several oblations. Even though this is the main ritual, there are several other secondary rituals, several secondary oblations are also offered. And they are all called Angavidhi. So for the Pradhana Vidhi and Angavidhi, Shankaracharya uses another word also. It is called Pradhana Vidhi as Vidyadihi. And Angavidhi he calls it Vidyanga. It comes later. It's an aside point. So it is like Veda Purva Bhaga and Veda Anta Bhaga. This is the essence of this sutra. Now Vyasacharya says, Mauna Vidhi is a Vidhi and it is an Anga Vidhi and it asserts his conclusion. He does not give any reason at all in his sutra, although he asserts his views. The commentators, they think the reasoning is so simple that they can do it as a homework for us. So they don't want to explicitly describe too much. Whereas Shankaracharya, he rises us always to the occasion and he gives the reasons. And the reasons are all implied reasons. One is a simple reason. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, elsewhere in Maitreyi Brahmanam, three vidhis are clearly stated. All these Maitreyi Brahman Mandala, I use those words very liberally because we have discussed in detail during our Brihadaranyaka lectures. So please, whenever you have leisure time, refer to all those lectures. All the three vidhis are given there in Maitreyi Brahmanam. Maunam here represents Nididhyasana, as I mentioned. Here meditation is involved as a muni meditates. Meditation is the way like a muni, a rishi, he meditates. This is first argument. And the second argument is an argument which we used long before in Brahma Sutra itself, in the third chapter, fourth pada, 20th sutra. Sambandha devam anyarthapi. We already used this particular discussion there. And in that sutra, there the argument we borrowed from Purva Mimamsa. The same argument we will borrow here. What is that argument we used there? If a new teaching is involved, there you can assume it as a vidhi. If it is a new teaching, whether there is imperative mode, this, that, and all, don't worry. If there is a new teaching, then one can assume that as a vidhi. Apurvatve vidhihi kalpyate. So the argument is Nididhyasanam is a new thing here. We learned this in this context. Shravanam and Mananam, we are familiar. Nididhyasanam is introduced as a new concept. And in this context, we understand. So, apurvatvate maunam should be a vidhi. Apurvatvate maunam should be vidhi. So, even though explicit commandment is not there, because it is a new teaching, we can take it as a vidhi. That is Shankaracharya's contention. And the third argument is, the argument actually is based on the words and significance of the mantra. What is that mantra? We already saw that mantra. Balyena tishtaset, balyam cha panditiyam cha nirvidya atha munihi. That is the mantra. Balyena tishtaset, balyam cha panditiyam cha nirvidya atha munihi. Having completed the discipline, nirvidya, having completed the discipline, or after completing the scholarship of Vedanta, after becoming a scholar in Atma Vidya, which we call it as Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, Atmavidya. So Nirvidya. Nirvidya means after completing Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. So here this Nirvidya indicates it as a Vidhi. This word Nirvidya indicates as a Vidhi. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam as a Vidhi. So this refers to Shravana Vidhi. Then may you lead a life in which you strengthen the knowledge by removing all the intellectual doubts. So I use the word intellectual doubt here because removing doubt is an intellectual operation. You cannot remove a doubt by doing any mechanical operation. It is an intellectual operation. In Japa, you don't use your reasoning power. Japa is mechanical. Go on reciting the mantra. Removal of doubt is an intellectual operation. For any idea of Vedanta, you ask your intellect to remove the doubt. First accept Brahman is there. Then accept Brahman is Satyam. And last of all, You accept Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya. Can you swallow Jagat Mithya? That is the question. I don't accept Aham Brahmasmi. Nobody waits for a fact to happen because it's already a fact. You can ask a question whether it is a fact or not, but you cannot ask fact happens. Use your intellect to know whether it is a fact or not. If you wait for fact to happen, you have not understood the circumstances under which a fact is revealed. I have clearly understood the Vedanta. If he criticizes the student, he may not come to the class. Therefore, mananam is intellectual process by which factness of Brahman's Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya one should understand. Maunam is an intellectual process by which the factness of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya should be understood by the student. If the intellect is not understanding, I ask why intellect does not understand that. This intellectual process takes a lot of time. And then the Upanishad says, Balyancha Panditiancha Nirvidya Atha Munihi. That is the mantra we read. So, Balyancha Panditiancha Nirvidyancha Atha Munihi. Vidhi Shravanam and Mananam. And we get doubt whether there is Vidhi or not. Here the word Nirvidya is repeated. We read in the previous line also. And after practicing something you are to follow. That is Amounancha and Maunancha. And here the crucial point that is to be focused is Maunam Nirvidya. That means after following the discipline of Maunam. That means it means something to be done by you after following the discipline of Mauna. If it is not to be done by you, why should they say it is Nirvidya? Maunam, there is Anushtanam. And wherever Anushtanam is involved, a Vidhi is understood. Therefore, Maunam Nirvidya iti vachanate Mauna Vidhihi kalpyate. By saying Maunam Nirvidya, Mauna Vidhihi as a Vidhi, that is clear mentioned. So therefore, Maunam is a Vidhi. And what about the Amaunam that is said there? Maunancha, Amaunancha. The meaning of the word Amaunam is the other two non-Maunam disciplines. I hope you are understood, you are with me. We are trying to establish Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam is called Maunam. And Amaunam, what does it mean? The two non-Maunam disciplines, which are what? Shravanam and Mananam. That refers to, Shravanam refers to, as I said in the last class itself, refers to Panditiyam, and Maunam refers to Balyam. Balyam, all the doubts are removed, my knowledge is strengthened. So having followed Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, then alone you become a Brahmin. Therefore, this is the third argument to establish that Maunam is a Vidhi. So don't look for any imperative mood and this and that. Maunam is a Vidhi because of these reasonings themselves. Nirvidya is the crucial word in this context. Now the Purvapakshi, he comes and he argues, I am willing to accept Mauna Vidhi. Okay. He is coming down. That is, Munitvam as a Vidhi, I am willing to accept. Munitvam Mauna. But how do you interpret Maunam as Nididhyasana? Maunam is the status of Muni. How can you interpret it as a Vidhi? Nididhyasana Vidhi. And the word mini, Muni, has no connection with Nididhyasana at all. Word Muni is Muni. Muni means a sannyasi in the normal circumstances. And Mauna Vidhi will have to be taken as Sannyasa Vidhi only. This also I cannot accept because Sannyasa Vidhi is already there before. Nothing new is said. You already argued about the Apurvatvam. Nothing new here. Sannyasa Vidhi is already said. A thing already enjoined, you could not say it again. So, sannyasa anuvada is possible. Glorification of sannyasa is possible, but sannyasa vidhi is not possible now. So, the word muni need not be used for sannyasi at all. So, the etymological meaning of the word muni is one who pursues jnanam. So, jnana anushtanam also can be taken as a muni's function. And the Purvapakshi says, that also I cannot accept. జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస విధి ఐ కెనాట్ అక్సెప్ట్. హూ సేస్? పూర్వపక్షి సేస్ జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస విధి. శ్రవణం ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ ద పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్రమాణ విచార. సో వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఎన్క్వైరీ అండ్ వై డూ యూ రిక్వైర్ జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస విధి? దేర్ఫోర్ ఆల్సో ఐ కెనాట్ అక్సెప్ట్ మౌనం యాజ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ ది ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద పూర్వపక్షి. అండ్ నౌ శంకరాచార్య హీ ఆన్సర్స్ ఫైనలీ ఆల్ త్రీ. ఆల్ ద త్రీ ఆర్ వాట్? శ్రవణం, మననం అండ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఆర్ రియలీ జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస ఓన్లీ. ఆల్ త్రీ, శంకరాచార్య ఇన్క్లూడ్స్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ, శ్రవణం, మననం, నిధిధ్యాసనం ఆర్ దే ఆర్ రియలీ జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస ఓన్లీ. ఈవెన్ దో ఆల్ త్రీ ఆర్ జ్ఞాన అభ్యాస ఓన్లీ, త్రూ ఆల్ ద త్రీ వీ ఫంక్షన్ డిఫరెంట్లీ ఫార్ ద పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం. ఈవెన్ దో ఆల్ ద త్రీ ఆర్ జ్ఞానాభ్యాస ఓన్లీ, త్రూ ఆల్ ద త్రీ వీ ఫంక్షన్ డిఫరెంట్లీ ఫర్ ద పర్స్యూట్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞానం. యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ డిస్టింక్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అవర్ గోల్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్. వాట్ ఇస్ దాట్? గెయినింగ్ జ్ఞానం. ఆఫ్ వాట్? అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి. దాట్ గోల్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బట్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ డిస్టింక్ట్. ఇన్ ద వర్డ్ ఫర్ క్లారిటీ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ యాక్చువల్లీ. And therefore, we need three separate vidhi for different operations. But all operations culminate in only one clarity, Aham Brahma Asmi clarity. That culmination is clarity. And the last question is, if only one clarity is our goal, why should we have three different operations for one clarity? Different operations are required if obstacles to the clarity are different. We have three different obstacles for one and the same clear knowledge. We have three different obstacles for gaining one and the same clear knowledge, Aham Brahma Asmi. Three obstacles exist in our mind. That Tattvam Asi is not allowed to function. Pramana Asambhavana, Prameya Asambhavana, Viparita Asambhavana. All these things, these three obstacles, they occupy the mind. Therefore, we have to grill the student and make them get up to jnanam. Mauna vidhi in this context is nididhyasana vidhi, as I mentioned. It is an anga vidhi. And Vyasa says it is the third anga vidhi, shravanam mananam being the first two, which is in other words means nididhyasana. And finally, he points out that it is a conditional anga vidhi. Otherwise called the Niyama Vidhi in Purva Mimamsa. This term also I have introduced in some other context. He supported his conclusion by referring to Purva Mimamsa. There every ritual is followed by a secondary ritual. I also told that at that time in the previous discussion of the other sutra that I mentioned, 20th sutra. One is Pradhana Vidhi, prescribing the whole ritual. And there can be many secondary Vidhis. They are called Anga Vidhis. And they are secondary rituals forming part of the Pradhana Vidhi, Pradhana ritual. And the Purvapakshi accepted the Mauna Vidhi, we already saw. And he asked how to conclude Maunam as Nididhyasanam, that was his question. And he says Mauna Vidhi should be taken as Sannyasa Vidhi. We don't take Mauna Vidhi as Sannyasa Vidhi, we don't take it because we mean Siddhanta. He doesn't take it because Sannyasa has already been prescribed in the previous portion. We have already seen Sannyasa Vidhi and all in previous sutras. Since it is already given, it need not be re-prescribed through Mauna Vidhi here. Vyasacharya is not going to re-prescribe the same thing. Hence, it should be taken as Nididhyasana Vidhi and it should be followed by Sannyasa. Jnana Abhyasa is called Nididhyasana. It means dwelling in the knowledge in one way or the other. And the Purvapakshi asks, if Nididhyasanam is Jnana Abhyasa, then in what way it is different from Panditya'm prescribed as Shravanam? As I mentioned, Shravanam refers to the Panditya'm and Mananam refers to strengthening, Balya. Since both are to gain Jnanam only, why Nididhyasanam is needed? Shravanam and Mananam, both are meant for gaining Jnanam. Why at all Nididhyasanam required? Is it not a repetition? That is the argument. And if you say both are one and the same, Nididhyasanam should not be a separate vidhi. It should be added in Shravanam or Mananam. Padi Shankaracharya says, one is gaining the knowledge and another is polishing the knowledge. Gaining the knowledge is one thing, another is polishing the knowledge. Jnana Adishaya Abhyasa is to make it clearer and clearer. That is the Abhyasa. Jnana Adishaya Abhyasa is to make that knowledge clearer and clearer. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam, they are three disciplines, and if practiced, it makes it very clear, that knowledge. And why three different disciplines? That is the question. Further, we give the answer. For one clarity, there are three different obstacles. Since obstacles are different, we need three different disciplines, and each one will remove the obstacles that obstructs the shining of knowledge, self-knowledge. One way of presentation is Ajnana Pradibandha, then Samshaya Pradibandha, and Viparita Bhavana, that Pradibandha or Viparyaya. So all these three, they remove all the three doubts. And another way of presentation is a technical presentation. This is one reason. Another is a technical presentation. One is Pramana Asambhavana. Second is Prameya Asambhavana. And third is Viparita Bhavana. There is third way, which is not that popular. And all the three are Shruti Virodaha, Yukti Virodaha, Anubhava Virodaha. All these, and they have to be removed. Shruti Virodha is seeming textural contradiction. Contradiction of the Shruti. Veda Vakyam, Shruti Virodha. Yukti Virodha refers to logical contradictions. And Anubhava Virodha refers to experiential contradictions. These terms are familiar to us. I'm just only reiterating them. So Shravanam removes Shruti Virodha. And Mananam removes Yukti Virodha. And the very same Upanishad is interpreted by different acharyas differently. Since there are textural differences, which one I should take is our question. I should respect the acharyas. I may respect the acharya, but I may not agree with their views or philosophy. Every acharya is great, but they do not force us. We should therefore accept their views. Shankaracharya has respect for Patanjali, but may not agree with him. Jivatma, Paramatma, Bheda, he will not agree. Student thinks accepting the Acharya implies agreeing with his views. Hence, contradictions appear in the mind. You respect all people, but you cannot agree with all of them. As long as clarity is not there, you won't have conviction in that knowledge. Basic scholarship should be there to come to one Siddhanta. Two namaskarams to all acharyas, but stick to one Siddhanta. Mananam is for removal of all logical contradictions. Buddhi knows the language of reasoning. Intellect knows the language of reasoning. And Vedanta says, I don't want to sacrifice the reasoning. Therefore, use your intellect thoroughly. Reasoning's function in the Vyavahara plane. Shruti talks about Paramarthika plane. How can you cross over confusion in the field of super logic topic? It's called super logic. Apaurusheya Vishaya. We call it Apaurusheya Vishaya, super logic. So the confusion comes because of mixing up of Vyavahara and Paramarthika simultaneously. It is neither logical nor illogical because it is super logical. And third is the Anubhava Virodha. This is the late and most powerful obstacle, last obstacle it is, and it is most powerful. You always feel my life is full of sorrow. How can I say I am Ananda Swarupi when I am full of sorrow all through my life? I will become Ananda Swarupi when all problems are solved. How can this be possible? Rarabdha-based problems cannot be saved at all. There's a philosopher, Bertrand Russell, he wrote a book called Is Happiness Still Possible? It's a question he asks. Vedanta talks about Aham Ananda Swarupaha Asmi. And we are all used to ahankara problems all the time. Sannyasi has no relationship, no possessions, not much transactions, and no responsibility also. So all before, if they are not there, then ahankara is not dominant. If ahankara is prominent, then the sakshi is subdued. Since I am ahankara pradana jivatma, and I always feel uncomfortable to say, I am ananda swarupaha asmi. Therefore, I reject shastra, or I will postpone moksha. The only solution is, we have to differentiate the vyavahara and paramarthika planes. So mithya ahankara will always have mithya problems. After the cessation of mithya problems, you will have no ananda problem at all. When mithya problems, they all go away, there is no ananda problem. What we should have is, have ananda despite mithya problems, family conditions, worldly conditions, despite all of them, have ananda. Overshadowing ahankara problem will remove the anubhava virodha. Overshadowing the ahankara problem will remove the anubhava virodha. Meditating upon this fact is nididhyasana. So this we have to always remind ourselves. Always that sthayi bhava used to tell. That is nididhyasana. It is not for mystic experience, but it is to remove anubhava virodha pradibandha. Not some blue light or yellow light or some light will come in the mind. No mystic experience of any kind. Then I will be bold to say, aham ananda swarupaha asmi. The shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam are required for removal of the three obstacles. And once the obstacles are removed, I am real Brahman. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Sahakaryantara vidhihi pakshena tritiyam tadvato vidyadivat. 47th sutra, 4th patha, 3rd chapter, 472nd Brahma sutra. So sahakaryantara vidhihi. Maunam is actually, we have to supply an injunction. Maunam is an injunction or commandment, prescribing another auxiliary discipline. Trutiyam means the third one. Maunam is the third one. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Nididhyanam is maunam here, the third one. Pakshena means prescribed as a conditional discipline. I told nididhyasanam is mentioned as a conditional discipline. Tadvataha, for a wise person. Vidyadivat, this is similar to a primary vidhi followed by a secondary vidhi, auxiliary vidhi. Now let us see the significance of the words. Sahakaryantara vidhi means another angam. Vidhi means commandment, and there is another angam here. And tritiya means this is a third secondary discipline. That is maunam here means nididhyasana. Panditya Rupa Shravanam and Balya Rupa Mananam, these are the other two. And Pakshena means it is not a compulsory discipline, but a conditional discipline. If with Shravanam and Mananam itself, if you will be comfortable, that's fine. You don't need Nidhyasanam at all. Physical problem will be there to everyone, including a stage. You cannot, oh, he's a great rishi. He also has toothache. He will have. But he does not bother about it. Let the mind be in a reasonably healthy condition. Mind should be in a reasonably healthy condition. Knowing body as mithya does not mean health should be neglected. Knowing body as mithya does not mean health should be neglected. It should be a non-binding desire to maintain the body. Never connect the mental health to one's freedom. How you handle the situation depends upon your discretion. And tatvataha means this is prescribed for the possessor of that. That means what? Jnanavataha. Tatvataha refers to jnanavataha. Vididhyasanam is prescribed for the possessor of shravanam, mananam, jnanam. And for that person, nididhyasanam is prescribed for refinement. It is jnana nishta vidhi. And Shankaracharya says, Katancha vidyavataha. He asked the question. Jnana vidyavataha, jnana vataha. Sanyasinaha iti avagamyate tat adhikarat అండ్ హీఈస్ కోటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ తమాత్మానం విదిత్వా బ్రాహ్మణాః పుత్రేషణాయాశ్చ విత్తేషణాయాశ్చ లోకేషణాయాశ్చ విత్తాయ అథ భిక్షాచర్యం చరంతి. వి హావ్ సీన్ ఆల్ దిస్ మంత్ర అస్ మెనీ టైమ్స్. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఫిఫ్త్ సెక్షన్ ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర నిధిధ్యాసన విధి. Since previous sentence has prescribed sannyasa, this injunction is for sannyasi. That is a logical derivation we made. He will also give a supporting logic also. And nididhyasanam refers to constant dwelling on the subject. And he should not have other responsibility and other occupation. Mind should be always dwelling upon this thought. Since they may obstruct nididhyasanam, because all other thoughts in the mind might obstruct nididhyasanam, and so he suggests nididhyasanam should be practiced in that manner. Vidyadivat means pradana vidhi. Anga vidhi is called vidhi antaha. This is pradana vidhi, vidyadivat. So vidyadihi is primary injunction. Vatu means like. So like the pradana vidhi. It means just as a pradana vidhi in Purva Mimamsa, or Karmakanda, that is followed by Angavidhi. Here also, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam are Angavidhis which follow the Pradhana Vidhi. What is that? What is the Pradhana Vidhi here? Is gaining Atma Jnana. Just as Pradhana Karma Vidhi is Angavidhi, if Pradhana Karma Vidhi, and there also there are Angavidhis. So, Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, it is followed by Jnana. With this, this sutra is also over. Now let us go to the next sutra. Krishna bhavatu grihinaha upasamharaha. 48th sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 473rd running Brahma Sutra. Now the following two sutras, they deal with some aside points. Here some possible doubts are clarified. In Kahola Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that is, it is said, Shravanam and Mananam should be followed by Nididhyasana. And the mantra talks about the spiritual journey of a jiva. The jiva should go through all the four ashramas and practice Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. And then that person becomes real Brahmana, that is Jivan Mukta. And the culmination seems to be what? Sannyasa ashrama in that discussion. The end of the journey seems to be become a sannyasi. Now the doubt is, in the 8th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, the 8th chapter, 15th section, first mantra, where the Chatushpad Brahman that is described, Tadyaitad Brahma, Prajapataye Vacham, ప్రజాపతిర్ మనవే మనుః ప్రజాభ్యహం ఆచార్య కులాద్ వేదమదీత్య యథా విధానం గురోః కర్మాదిశేషేణ అభిసమావృత్య కుటుంబే శుచౌ దేశే స్వాధ్యాయం అధీయానః ధార్మికాన్ విదధతాత్ ఆత్మని సర్వేంద్రియాణి సంప్రతిష్టాభ్య అహిగుంసన్ సర్వభూతాని అన్యత్ర తీర్థేభ్యః సకల్వేవం వర్తయన్ యావత్ ఆయుషం బ్రహ్మలోకం అభిసంపద్యతే నచ పునరావర్తతే నచ పునరావర్తతే. ఆఫ్టర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద హోల్ థింగ్ ఆచార్య కులాది ఏదమధీత్య, దిస్ మంత్ర టాక్స్ అబౌట్ ది ఎంటైర్ జర్నీ ఆఫ్ ఎ జీవ. ఫాలో ఆల్ ద డిసిప్లిన్స్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ యూ లివ్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ విల్ గెట్ ముక్తి. And according to this mantra, the culmination is grahastashram. Why I mentioned this mantra? Earlier we said the culmination is sannyasashrama. Here this mantra says the culmination in grahastashrama. This is the Chandogya Upanishad mantra in the 8th chapter. According to this mantra, culmination grahastashrama. But according to Kahola Brahmana Brihadaranyaka, the culmination is sannyasashrama. The culminating point is to mukti. For both of them. So why Chandogya Upanishad omitted sannyasa ashrama is the question. And Vyasacharya says, grahastha ashrama is highlighted. That's why I said these are all aside points. Vyasacharya says, grahastha ashrama is highlighted in that mantra since it has got not only grahastha ashrama discipline, but also many of the disciplines belonging to that ashrama. They are included in that ashrama. Even Vedanta Adhyayanam, which is prescribed to a sannyasi, a grihastha can do. We are all doing. What grihasthas do, sannyasi cannot do. Therefore, he says, Vedanta Shravanadi sadhanas are included in grihastha ashrama. He can do Vedanta Shravanam and all that also. It is a holistic ashrama. Grihastha ashrama is a holistic ashrama, it is said. It is a complete ashrama. Because of other activities, he may not find time to study Vedanta. He can study Vedanta and he can even be liberated on gaining jnanam. From grihastha ashrama, a person can be liberated. What a great news for all of us. Janaka is the best example in this context. And grihastha ashrama seems to be a great ashrama because of superiority of availability of all sadhanas. Chandogya Upanishad concludes that grihastha ashrama is the best. And in that mantra, Chandogya Upanishad is talking about krama mukti. So, Brahmalokam abhisamvartate. The Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam do not come to picture at all. There it is the practice of Saguna Upasana and getting Krama Mukti. Go to Brahmaloka, Satyaloka and then gain Jnanam and get Mukti. So, here don't mix up that mantra with the Kahola Brahmana mantra which aims at Jivan Mukti. So, the disparity between the Kahola Brahmana mantra from Brihadaranyaka and this Chandogya Mantra, the 8th chapter is Chandogya Mantra talks about Krama Mukti, whereas Brihadaranyaka talks about Jivan Mukti. And this Sutra 48 that answers an incidental question also that may arise in the study of the previous Sutra. There, Maunam was said to be a supported discipline, and this is supporting sadhana, Nididhyasanam, named Maunam. That was prescribed there. Maunam was named. Nididhyasana was named as Maunam. That was prescribed then. Now, Shankaracharya interpreted as a prescription for someone who got knowledge through Shravana. So, Shravanam, Mananam for Jnanam and Nididhyasanam is for Adhyas. So, Adishayaha. Adishayaha. So, Jnana Adishaya is relevant only after gaining Jnanam. If you want something additional to Jnanam, Adishaya is something added feature, a person can achieve. So after gaining Jnanam, one can get Jnana Adishaya. It is a vidhi for a person who already has Jnanam. And he added that one more adjective, who has got Jnanam and who is a sannyasi. Always, you know, Shankaracharya is in favor of sannyasi one. And this aspect is derived from Kahola Brahmanam. And after sannyasa vidhi, in the form of Bhikshacharyam Charanti, if you remember that word, Bhikshacharyam Charanti, here Charanti is taken as a vidhi. Though it appears, take Bhiksha, that's what Bhikshacharyam Charanti. So though it appears in present tense Charanti, it should be taken as a vidhi. And Nididhyasana vidhi for sannyasi, that's what Shankaracharya says. And this information we have to note because in the next sutra, we are going to apply this meaning. That's why just only preemptively, I'm just mentioning it here. Therefore, Nididhyasanam presupposes sannyasa. Because of this, a doubt also comes in the mind of a seeker. For gaining moksha, we need Jnana Adishayam. For Jnana Adishayam, one needs Nididhyasanam. And for Nididhyasanam, one requires sannyasa. And it means spiritual journey of a person should culminate in sannyasa. I hope you are with me. What it says is, for moksha we need Jnana Adishayam, and for Jnana Adishayam one needs Nididhyasanam, and for Nididhyasanam one requires sannyasa, and it means spiritual journey of a person should culminate in sannyasa. This is what we derive from Sutra 47. It need not begin in sannyasa, but it appears it should culminate in sannyasa. How do you explain the mantra occurring in the 8th section, 8th chapter 15 section of Chandogya? Acharya Kulad Vedam Aditya. That portion we just now read. That is the question which we mentioned in the beginning. The confusion in the mantra is, it talks about the detail of the procedure to gain jnana. Then the mantra says, living in this manner, a person gets moksha. If a person lives in this manner, he will gain moksha. So, remaining a grahastha until death, it says, and sannyasa ashrama is not at all mentioned in that mantra. Then how do you account for that? This is our question. If Nididhyasanam is to be done, and sannyasa is suggested, and here in the above mantra, sannyasa is not at all mentioned. For such a grahastha who practices karma and upasana, direct moksha is not mentioned, and only krama mukti is mentioned. That we all know. And therefore, you should not equate this with the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra, which deals with Jivan Mukti. And second reason, which Vyasacharya gives, is the Chandogya Upanishad highlights Grahastashrama because most of the spiritual seekers are Grahasthas. And Grahasthashrama accommodates the discipline of all other ashramas. But others cannot accommodate the Grahasthashrama functions. Vaidika karmas cannot be practiced by other three ashramas, brahmachari, vanaprasthi, or sannyasi. While Grahastha ashrami can follow other disciplines. Because of the versatile nature of Grahastha ashrami, it is highlighted, Grahastha ashrama is highlighted, and it is not meant to negate sannyasa ashrama. We have to understand that clearly. It is not to negate sannyasa ashrama, but the versatility of the nature of Grahastha ashrama only is mentioned. A person can get krama mukti also in grahastha ashrama, and even if he does not follow nididhyasanam, he can get krama mukti and jnana nishtha. And Bhagavad Gita says even jivan mukti a grahastha can get is possible. Now let us go to the word analysis of this sutra. The sutra is krishna bhavatu grihinopasamharaha, 48th sutra, fourth pada, third chapter, 473rd turning brahma sutra. Tu means however. Upasamharaha. Upasamharaha means the instructions on spiritual discipline, they are concluded in Chandogya Upanishad. That we have to support. Upasamhara instructions are on spiritual discipline that are concluded in Chandogya. Grihinaha means with the discipline of Grahasthashrama. Krishna Bhavat, because of completeness of spiritual disciplines in that ashram. That ashram is Grahasthashrama. Now let us see the significance of the words. So Krishna Bhavat refers to Purnatvam. Here Purnatvam means totality of all sadhanas. There is no deficiency in the Grahastha ashrama at all. It is a total ashrama. Including Ashtanga Yoga, a Grahasthashrami can practice. It's Purna and Pushkala. This Ayyappa, he is supposed to be Purna Pushkalamba Sameda. He is supposed to have the two consorts, Purna and Pushkala. Purna is Purnatvam, and Pushkalatvam means no deficiency of anything. That is here indicated as Krishna Bhavat. And because disciplines are complete in Grahastha Ashrama, Chandogya Upanishad concludes its teaching with Grahastha Ashrama. With this Grahastha Ashrama, a person can gain mukti. That is said here. And because of the completeness of sadhanas, Chandogya Upanishad completes its instruction with Grahastha Ashrama and excludes Sannyasa Ashrama. We are trying to analyze why it excludes Sannyasa Ashrama and stops with Grahastha Ashrama. And tu means however, even though Brihadaranyaka Upanishad highlights Sannyasa Ashrama by prescribing Mauna Vidhi, Chandogya Upanishad chooses to highlight Grahastha Ashrama not because it disrespects Sannyasa Ashrama, but Chandogya Upanishad wants to highlight Grahastha Ashrama. We have to understand that clearly. It is not disrespecting Sannyasa Ashrama, but glorifies Grahastha Ashrama. It is clear from what? The Skanda Shruti portion. I hope you remember. We quoted Skanda Shruti, I think, a couple of lectures earlier, where Chandogya Upanishad also admits Sannyasa Ashrama. Just for the sake of it, I will quote that mantra also from Chandogya. It says, Trayo Dharmaskanda Kanda Yajna. Trayo Dharmaskandaha. There are three Dharmaskandas. What are those? Yajnaha, Adhyayanam, Dhanam Iti. Prathamaha, Tapaha Eva. Dvitiyaha, Brahmacharya, Acharya, Kulavasi. Tritiyaha, Atyantam Atmanam, Acharya, Kulevasat. Ayanam, Ansarva Ete, Punyalokaha, Bhavan. So all the three things. He has mentioned yajnaha adhyayanam dhana. So tapaha is supposed to be first one. Brahmacharya, staying in acharya kula. And then atmanam, acharya tatva jnanam, a person trying to get that thing, to get all this punyaloka palam and all that. Punyaloka bhavanti, So Brahma Sagumstaham Amritam Amritattvam Eti. So Amritattvam a person also gains. Therefore, there is no contradiction between Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Chandogya Upanishad if you understand the distinction in the context. So the seeming contradiction is also set right by the Sutra 48. Now let us go to the next sutra. Let me take a couple of minutes more. Maunavat itaresham api upadeshat. Maunavat itaresham api upadeshat. The sutra states that the scriptures enjoin the observance of the duties of all the orders of life. In this, another possible small doubt also is answered. If the person thinks himself as a Purva Mimamsaka, there is a doubt. Purva Mimamsa's problem is what? Ekashrama Vadi, he said. Already I told he is only Ekashrama Vadi. And he accepts only Grihastha Ashrama. Who Purva Mimamsaka? Now and then Vyasacharya has to establish all the four ashramas for the sake of the Purva Mimamsaka. In the 47th Sutra, Vyasacharya established Sannyasa Ashrama through Mauna Vidhi in the preceding mantra. Therefore, 47 establishes Sannyasa Ashrama. 48th Sutra, we talked about Grihastha Ashrama. Then, therefore, somehow we have established two ashramas, Grihastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama. Now, Vyasacharya confirms here there are two other ashramas also in addition to Sannyasa Ashrama in 47, Grihastha Ashrama in 48th Sutra. Now, he says the other two ashramas also should be accepted because Purva Mimamsaka says only one ashrama. So, Vyasacharya says the other two also have to accept. Here he says, Brahmacharya Ashrama and Vanaprastha Ashrama also should be accepted. Therefore, the doubt is whether there is one or two ashrama, whereas Siddhanti says there are four ashramas. Vyasacharya says we got to accept all the four ashramas because they are directly prescribed in the Veda itself. Shastra Vidhi prescribed is Skanda Shruti that we just read before in Chandogya Upanishad, second chapter, 23rd section, first mantra. This elaborately studied in the second Adhikaranam of this Pada, actually Sutras 18 to 20, we already discussed this, and showed that four ashramas are prescribed. While analyzing the Skanda Shruti, Shankaracharya talked of one more Shruti, which is direct and explicit. It is actually analyzed in Brahma Sutra also, because if it is analyzed in Brahma Sutra, that means it is not explicit. The other one is the fourth mantra of Jabala Upanishad. I quoted it also then, which we have seen also there. Brahmacharyam parisamapya grihi bhavet. Grihi bhutva vani bhavet. Vani bhutva pravrajet. So after brahmacharyam, you go to grihastha ashrama. From grihastha ashrama, go to vanaprastha ashrama. From vanaprastha ashrama, pravrajet becomes sannyasa ashrama. Now, let us see the word analysis of this sutra. The sutra is what? Maunavat itaresham api upadeshat. So itaresham api. Itaresham api refers to the validity of the other ashramas. Itaresham, itarashramas here. Also, that should be accepted. Maunavate. Maunavate, as in the case of sannyasa and grihastha ashrama, we have to accept these also. Upadeshat, because they are prescribed in other ashramas also by what? By Shruti, Vedas. Now, let us see the significance of the words. Maunavate means sannyasa ashrama here. It is like sannyasa ashrama means just as in sannyasa ashrama, that is a valid ashrama prescribed by the Vedas, in the same manner. Itaresham api, other ashrama also, that is validity of brahmacharya ashrama and vanaprastha ashrama also should be accepted. Itaresham. Upadesha. Upadeshat means Veda vidhi it is. Veda vakyam. That is kept in, what is the vakyam kept in mind? The second chapter, 23rd section, first mantra of Chandogya. And the mantra 4 of Jabala Upanishad. And grihastha ashrama need not be established because Purva Pakshi has already accepted it. So we do not re-establish grihastha ashrama. So what is left is only two ashramas. And here the question is, why Vyasacharya used the plural number here? This question is also answered by Shankaracharya. He says, there are internal divisions within the ashramas. For example, in the Brahmachari ashrama, we saw the division, Upakurvana Brahmachari and Naishtika Brahmachari. So each ashrama has got varieties. The plural number includes the internal divisions also, and therefore it is not wrong grammatically also. That is an aside point. So with this, the 49th sutra is also over. Now we'll enter the 15th adhikaranam in the next class. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah तस्य प्रतिलीन सय परस महेश्वर श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु। पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। कृष्णार्पणमस्तु। नमः।